Ian Hunter. Johnson had this drum machine that had all different things you pressed on it. Rumba, tango, all these different things. So I pressed them all together. And there was one faint little lock thing on there. And it was like, cha, cha, cha.
Thank you. Turn your back.
Andy Orton, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be having a big start. We've just finished doing a record. It'll be coming out in the fall. The record's called Shrunken Heads. And we can't do any of that tonight because we have on very good authority that there's bootleggers amongst you. We can't do that.
Where do I begin? Where do I start? When did you first cross the legs of my heart? You said you never mind a musician. I said, well, that's all right. I ain't good enough to be one. You dragged the stars to case. In out of the dark, I fell for you from the knees of my heart. I had a red dress rise on it, was they cold and so bright. Yeah.
Watch us away.
for 35 years. Well, 10. No, 34. If you're married, you have to write songs for your wife. And you must not write songs for anybody other than your wife. And this was probably the first one I ever wrote. And her mother heard it. Chest. No, I know what I'm doing. Well, I'm just checking. So this is probably the first song I ever wrote for Trudy, and her mum said, "Don't marry him." This is. She read the lyric, and that was it. She said, "Don't marry him." So it goes something like this.
I wish I was
Excuse us a moment, it's a private moment.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, this is a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm still alone. And in the light. That's enough. He's not even from Chicago. He just goes, yeah. I don't know if you ever saw 60 Minutes, about 10 years ago, they had a little segment on a lady called Mary Bedrosian. Mary Bedrosian was a ghost. Well, she was actually in a cemetery, Resurrection Cemetery in Chicago. And rumor had it that she would stand at the side of the road. She would come out of the coffin, stand at the side of the road. She would get a cab. She would go to a club. Her clothes were a bit weird, you know, because she died in 26 or 29. But then they would bring her back and she would stand by the side. And I've been to that cemetery, it's weird. It's how I imagined it, the long wall, you know. And her name was Mary Bedrosian. And I thought it was a great idea, so I got all the maps out. And I studied Chicago, Sausage Town. I didn't really know that much about it. And then at the end of it all came a song called Resurrection Mary.
I was living in paradise. I had a friend of Cicero. We used to go out to the track. We'd knock a few whiskeys back. I'd lose my heart, then I would lose my way home. I was driving my studs black heart through justice in the dark, when suddenly the blood froze in my veins. For she was standing by the road, near an incandescent light. My heart stood still, and my foot ran on the brain. She said, please. Could you justify my wish? I'm trying to get to heaven. Could you tell me where that is? On a wild Chicago night, with the wind. Thank you.
Ups and downs.
piano. He was always there for me, and we were there for you.
Thank you.
just to love. Mick Watson. Lennon's favourite New York song, and I know this for a fact because I was stoned one night and I was watching Lennon, and all of a sudden Schaefer, Paul Schaefer and the orchestra started doing this song, you know, and at the end of it Paul went to David, "That's your favourite New York song, isn't it?" And Dave went, "Yes." And later when I went on there, Schaefer said, "Who's playing over there?" And, Lennon said, "Who's playing over there?" That was it. And Paul said, "That's Ian Hunter, that's that bloke, you know, that did the song that you love so much." And he went, "Oh, yeah." Anyway, this song called Central Park and West. I wrote it at the Mayflower. Mayflower, right? Same as your kid then. We'll be doing this in C. Owing to the fact I gave up smoking 2 weeks ago, we've now gone up to E. Sing on quiet.
I'm feeling fine. I got the race on the gas, baby.
not easier.
Thank you.
Yeah.